I do not know if there was ever a time when a brand could just be something, but I do know that time is not now. Once, maybe a brand could just have a name, make a good product, and let the product do the talking, the reputation spread by word of mouth, the people who needed you found you. Then maybe the brand had to have all that, and also a logo. So the brand got a logo and felt complete. Then maybe the brand had to have all that and also a website. 5 pages. Clean. Here is what we do. Here is how to reach us. Then maybe the brand had to have all that and also a social media presence. Facebook first, then Instagram, then Twitter, then LinkedIn, then TikTok, then whatever launched the month after that. The brand made accounts on all of them because someone said you have to be everywhere. The brand was everywhere. The brand was exhausted. Then maybe the brand had to have all that and also a content strategy, not just posts, a strategy, a content calendar, a voice guide, a posting cadence, 3 times a week minimum, or the algorithm forgets you exist. So the brand posted 3 times a week, then 5, then every day. The content was polished, consistent, and completely indistinguishable from every other brand posting every day on every platform. Then maybe the brand had to have all that and also a brand refresh. Not a rebrand, just a refresh. New colors, slightly. New font, slightly. New tagline, something more modern. The brand spent $40,000 on slightly. Nobody noticed. Then maybe the brand had to have all that and also a purpose, not just a product, a mission, not just a service, a why. The brand gathered in a conference room, wrote the why on a whiteboard, printed it on the lobby wall, and called it culture. The brand then went back to doing exactly what it had always been doing, except now it had a frame statement about why. Then maybe the brand had to have all that and also an AI strategy. Not because anyone had thought through what AI meant for the brand's identity or its customers, but because someone in a meeting said everyone is doing it. So the brand started generating content with AI. It was faster and cheaper and indistinguishable from every other brand generating content with AI, which was every brand. Then maybe the brand had to have all that and also a full rebrand. New logo, new palette, new typography, new 47-page brand guidelines document. The press release said it reflected where the brand was going, not where it had been. The customers who had been there for 10 years looked at the new logo and felt nothing because it had been designed for a customer the brand was hoping to attract, not the ones it already had. Then maybe the brand had to do all that, and somewhere along the way, it stopped thinking about its actual customer. It had been thinking about its positioning, its visual identity, its content pillars, its AI policy, its purpose statement, its rebrand rollout. The brand had become a full-time job for everyone except the people buying from it. Then maybe the brand realized it no longer knew what it stood for. Not because the purpose statement was wrong, because the purpose statement was the only thing left. The product had been deprioritized. The customer had been abstracted into a persona. The reputation, the reason the name meant something in the first place, had been quietly buried under 15 years of brand management. The brand had been so busy being managed that it had forgotten to mean something. Somewhere underneath all of it, there is still something real, the original idea that made the brand worth building. It is just buried. It is tired. It has forgotten what it sounds like when it speaks in its own voice. That thing is worth saving. None of what I described above is inherently bad. Logos matter. Websites matter. Content strategies matter. Rebrands, when done right, matter. A brand is allowed to grow, evolve, and add new layers over time. That is not the problem. The problem is forgetting where you came from while you are doing it. Every brand has a journey, and if yours has heritage, that heritage is not a limitation. It is the most valuable thing you own. It is the foundation everything else is supposed to be built on. You can modernize it, stretch it, reframe it for a new audience, but you cannot abandon it and expect the people who believed in you first to follow you into something they no longer recognize. The brands that last are the ones that evolve without losing themselves. They carry their origin forward into every decision, every refresh, every rebrand. They know who they are well enough that no amount of strategy or tooling or platform pivoting can make them forget it. If your brand has lost the thread, I can help you find it again, not with another rebrand, not with another platform, not with another 47-page document nobody will read. Just a conversation about what your brand actually is, who it is actually for, and what it would feel like to let it be that again. You know where to find me. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.